Really concerned about this game coming in. Been a big emotional game against Kansas State. You always wonder how you're going to respond. We'll look at the tape, but by and large, I thought our guys responded well. Certainly was not perfect. Really appreciate Ferris State's competitive nature. There was time I think that they could have just really given up, and they didn't do that. They kept fighting in there and extended some drives. It was a competitive game all the way around. I thought there was some really, really great bright spots out there. Offensively, I thought we really controlled the line of scrimmage. Brock was in a good rhythm, caught the ball well. I don't know what the numbers were, but that was positive. And I think we found some good young players. Zach Colvin came out and had a nice pick six, and Chase Morlock did some good things. We were able to play, I think, everybody in the ball game, which is always important. Would have liked to probably gotten some guys in earlier, but it's not a perfect world. We're happy that we got the win, and we're going to move forward.
Coach, was their offensive scheme the reason you didn't put the backups on defense in earlier? Maybe a little bit too confusing for the
Well,
young guys?
It wasn't so much a scheme. I think, there's a gut feeling a head coach knows when you feel like you kind of got the game in hand. And, I thought their quarterback was giving us problems. He was an active, mobile guy. And typically, we've been able to, shut people down. And until that happened, I was probably a little bit more cautious. We were able to get all our guys in. I would like to have gotten Carson some more reps in there, but he did get his feet wet, which was good, did some good things. So, I think they've got a good scheme, and I think that quarterback does some good things for him. And sure. We knew that coming in. We knew he was good. I don't know if he twisted his ankle or something, but... And that's part of the downside. When you run that offense, you run the quarterback that much, it's all great. And then when he goes down, some things can change.
Do you have injuries, updates, coaches?
When I say none, typically the next day there's always somebody that comes up. A couple guys were held for a little while. Probably could have gone in and played, but we just saw where the game was at hand. So nobody right now.
Joe Hay, didn't play?
No, he did not play. I could have. Got a strained MCL. He was right on the edge, and we just made a determination, Jeff, before go ahead and rest him and make sure it's healed up. I thought Jack Plankers did some good things tonight.
Coach, what did the ref tell you on the Brian Shepherd hit? Obviously, that's the new rule coming in. What did they tell you there?
Well, the rule is if the defensive player launches and they feel like it's targeting the head, that they're going to eject. And so that was a call.
Do you agree with it?
Do I agree with the rule?
I mean, was it? Was
whether I agree with the call on the field or not, it's not. Good, thank you.
What was the rule that was explained to you? Did you leave with his head or?
Well, whenever you you leave your feet on defense, we're really trying to work on making our game safer. Whenever you leave your feet and. I caught Brian. I think he probably left his feet, and they feel like there's a launch that's closed from the shoulders up, that they're going to go ahead and eject. And it's not that I think every Division I school I know has been informed, and so that was a ruling, and Brian was ejected.
Is he done for the next game too?
No, it's my interpretation. It happened in the first half, so he'll. He has served his ejection.
Coach, how much would you like to see instant replays?
Well, I think, I've been beating the drum for that. We've got tons of TV cameras up there. There's video evidence, and why we would not use that. I think it's somewhat short-sighted. I think when you're playing Division I football, there's a lot of things that go on. I can tell you, I've spoken to the Big Ten, the MAC, and the Missouri Valley. I've spoken to all the Missouri Valley Conference officials, asked them would they like reviewable plays. They 100% said they want it. Those guys are out there. They're doing everything they can. They want to get the game right. And so I think, when you have games that are televised, to not do it, I'm sure there's a logical reason. But, they want it. I know that. And whether it would have made a difference tonight, I don't know. Not gonna go there.
91 career wins here at NDSU. What does that mean? I think you tied Rocky
Gator. I didn't even know that. That's the truth. I was more concerned about stopping him right now. Okay, Eric? And so we got to win the next game.
you know the history of the program, to tie a guy like Rocky, a guy I know you respect. What does that mean to you?
We got to win the next game.
How do you think the players are, like you said, coming off an emotional victory, then you have the banner raising? How do you think they handle the emotion of that?
I don't think they knew it. We didn't know. I mean, they knew the banner thing was going up, but they weren't. They were inside. And that was. I made sure of that. It was a big win, and so you're always concerned about ups and downs. And it's not going to be perfect, Eric. I thought our guys, for the most part, did fairly well. You know, there's a point in time I thought we really had great control of the game, and I was really pleased. And it was right before half that things started to go south, and it really took us a while to get grasp. You know, then you get kind of grumpy, look up, next thing you know, it's 56-10. And I got to have a little bit of taste of reality there.
That was Brock wearing 18.
Well, that's how the night started. From what I understand, somebody stole his jersey, Jeff.
Out of the locker room?
I don't know. Better call Fargo PD.
You mentioned the play of their quarterback. Was there anything that you saw from him that you might not have seen on tape that you guys might not have
been? We thought he was a good runner. We knew he was 6'4". You watch him try to visualize it on tape. He's a lot stronger and more elusive than what we thought. And you know, he's a good player. And if you're good at quarterback and you're going to run the guy, that poses problems, and I think they'll be very successful with him. I thought, you know, even in warm-ups, I looked at him and said, whoa, you know, physical-looking guy and made a lot of plays.
So Jay Smith starting again, got a pick today. How do you feel his progression has been through the first two games?
He's getting better, you know, step by step. It was good to see him get the deflection, come up with a big play like that. Yeah.
Coach, this is a rare time where the offense actually outplays the defense. Is that sort of how you felt the game went?
Yeah, I watched the tape. I can tell you that I thought our offense at no time during the game really wasn't in control. I thought there was a good flow. I believe we punted one time, you know, it was late in the game. And so really pleased. Thought Brock played and managed the offense well. We controlled the line of scrimmage. Backs ran hard. Receivers caught well. I don't believe we had a lot of jumps, things like that. So I thought it was a clean game on offense.
What about on the defensive side?
It's always, you know what, we win as a team, lose as a team. I can tell you that we had some uncharacteristic play on defense, and we'll take a look at the tape. It's always, I learned a long time ago, I'm getting to be somewhat of a seasoned coach, that you say something in a press conference, and you look at the tape, and then you start retracting your words. So I'm going to hold judgment, but, you know, on the sideline, I was disappointed on how much the ball was moving, and I think our other coaches were as well. That's frank as I can be.
You know, probably don't know this. This is 30 out of 32 of your last games that you've won. Any comment on that? That's a stretch that not many football teams can do that.
Damn, you keep on throwing these numbers around. I don't know. Playing Delaware State.